title, background effects that support not distract advanced. Alright, let's build background effects the pro way, the kind that make your drum and bass track feel deeper, wider, more alive but never steal the spotlight from the drums, bass, or main hook. Because here's the reality, in DNB, if your FX start sounding cool, they're probably too loud, too bright, or sitting right in the attention zone. So today we're building a controlled FX ecosystem in Ableton Live, dedicated returns, strict filtering, groove-aware ducking, and automation that follows 8, 16, and 32-bar phrasing. The goal is simple, when you mute the returns, the track should feel smaller and flatter. When you unmute them, the track should feel more expensive and more three-dimensional, but the drop should hit just as hard either way. Before we touch anything, set the main rule. The foreground owns 200 Hz to 5K. That's where the snare crack lives. That's where Reese grit lives. That's where vocal intelligibility lives. So background effects are basically guests in that zone. They can pass through briefly, but they don't get to move in. Practical targets. High pass most effects somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz, sometimes higher. And if your hats and air are already busy, consider low passing effects in the 8 to 12K range so they stay behind the cymbals instead of competing. Now, quick mindset check. Before you add any background layer, decide what it's solving. Give it one job. Is it giving depth? Like a short room? Continuity? Like a subtle bed so the track doesn't feel like dead air? Momentum? Like tempo echoes that imply forward motion? Or signposts? Like risers and downlifters that tell the listener the section is changing? If you can't name the job, it's probably cool but unnecessary. And that's how mixes get cloudy. Now let's build the template. We're going to make four return tracks, each with a clear role. Return A, space verb. This is cohesion without wash. Create return track and name it a space. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Choose a room or ambience style algorithm. Keep the decay short, around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so your transients stay clean. Size maybe 20 to 40%. High cut around 6 to 9K and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. And since it's a return, keep mix at 100%. Then add EQ 8 after it. High pass around 250 Hz with a steep slope. And here's a big one. Dip 2 to 4K by maybe 2 to 4 dB. That range is where snares and vocals feel in your face. So pulling it down on the reverb is a cheat code for keeping the crack up front while still having space. How to use it? Tiny sends, tops and hats get a touch. Percussion loop gets a touch. Snare gets a taste, not a bath. The win condition is you don't hear reverb, you just feel the drums living in the same room. Return B, FX verb. This is your atmosphere that stays behind. Create return track B. Name it BFX verb. Hybrid reverb again, but now hauler plate. Decay is longer, like 2.5 to 6 seconds, and we'll automate it later. Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds. That pre-delay is doing a lot. It lets the dry hit speak first, and the space blooms after. Then high cut this reverb hard, like 5 to 8K, and low cut 300 to 700 Hz. That's how you get big without getting mud. Add auto filter after the reverb, set to low pass. Start the cutoff around 6 to 10K, with resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Later, you'll map that cutoff to a macro called brightness, because that single control can shape entire sections. Now the secret sauce, sidechain ducking. Drop a compressor after the filter. Enable sidechain. Choose your drum group, or a kick and snare bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, but don't just pick a number and move on. Listen to the groove. If the release is too fast, you'll hear pumping that becomes a feature. If it's too slow, you'll get fog. You want it to breathe around the drums, not wobble in front of them. Aim for about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. That's how you get huge atmosphere that still respects the drop. Return C. Tempo echo. Rhythmic trails that don't clutter. Create return track C. Name it C tempo echo. Add echo. Sync on. Time at 1/8 or 3/16. Those are classic DNB sweet spots, because they imply forward motion without turning into a mess. Feedback around 15 to 35%. A little modulation, 2 to 6%, just to keep it from sounding like a perfect digital repeat. Stereo width can go wider, like 120 to 160%, but keep mono compatibility in mind. And turn ducking on in echo. Set the amount somewhere around 30 to 60%. That built-in ducking is huge because it keeps repeats behind the dry signal automatically. Then add EQ 8 after echo. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. If the snare starts losing bite, dip 1 to 3K a little, and optionally low pass 8 to 12K. What to send here? Vocal chops, stabs, effects hits. You can also send little snare ghosts or rolls, but be careful. Echo on snare energy can quickly smear the groove if it's too constant. Return D, texture boss. That feels expensive layer. Create return track D, name it D texture. This return is meant to be barely audible. You should miss it when it's muted, not notice it when it's on. Start with auto filter set to band pass. Set it somewhere like 600 Hz to 4K, and maybe start around 1.5K. Give it a bit of resonance, around 0.9 to 1.3, because we want a focused band, not full spectrum noise. Then add corpus or resonators. Yes, corpus. Tune it to the keynote of the track, or the fifth, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Add redux optionally, but extremely likely. Think texture, not bit crushed lead. Then EQ 8 to clamp it down. High pass 300 to 600, low pass 6 to 9K. After that, put a compressor sidechained from your drum group, ratio 3 to 6 to 1, fast attack, release around 100 to 200 milliseconds. Again, groove aware. What you send into this texture return? A quiet field recording like rain or room tone, a resampled cymbal wash, a stretched tail from a jungle break. Even better, make your own air bed from your existing drums. Duplicate your hats loop, render it to audio, warp it in texture mode, increase grain size, high pass aggressively, push it into a long reverb, resample again. Now your bed matches your kit's tone and glues instantly. Now, quick advanced workflow upgrade, gain stage your returns so they're hard to overdo. Put a utility first on return B, C, and D. Set a ceiling, like minus 10 to minus 18 dB. Now you mix with sent knobs, not by constantly chasing levels with the return fader. This keeps the whole system stable. Next concept, placement. Background effects shouldn't be constant always on excitement. They should communicate form. Use DNB phrasing, 8, 16, 32. Here's a typical 32-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 8, minimal. Let the groove introduce itself. Bars 9 to 16, introduce one subtle signpost, like a small riser into bar 9, or a single echo throw at the end of a stab phrase. Bars 17 to 24. A tiny ear candy every four bars. Reverse hit, filtered noise puff. A tiny room tick. Bars 25 to 32. Tension ramp. Automation moves. Maybe a short fill and a little more density but still controlled. And if you want a jungle nod, a single dub siren hit placed far back in reverb can be perfect. But here's the trick. Low pass it hard so it becomes character, not a lead. Now let's lock in the three controls that make FX stay in the background. Filter, duck, and distance. Filter means band limit everything. On your FX group or on each return, high pass 250 to 500 Hz, and if your mix is dense, low pass 7 to 10K. You can also use multiband dynamics slightly to tame harsh bands, especially if a reverb has a nasty ring around 2 to 5K. Duck means sidechain to the groove. Reverbs and delays should move out of the way of kick and snare. In heavier DNB, consider ducking from the bass bus too, but gently. Often 1 to 3 dB reduction from bass is enough. It's not about hearing it duck. It's about preserving definition. Advanced variation. Dual ducking. Put two compressors in series on a return. First one ducks from kick with a short release so it snaps back quickly. Second one ducks from snare with a slightly longer release to protect the crack. This can feel way more intentional than one compressor reacting to the entire drum bus. Distance is pre-delay plus transient clarity. If FX feel too front, increase pre-delay, reduce early reflections, or shorten decay. You want the dry hit to appear first, then the space behind it. That's depth. Now automation. This is where people either sound pro or sound like they discovered automation yesterday. Pick 2 to 3 automations per section, not 12. Great targets. An FX verb, automate decay. In a breakdown, let it breathe, like 4 to 6 seconds. In a drop, pull it down to 2 to 3 seconds or less, so tails don't stack. On tempo echo, automate send amount as throws. Last word of a vocal chop, last stab of a phrase, not constant. On texture, automate the band pass frequency with a slow drift over 16 bars. Subtle movement reads as alive, not busy. Even better, build macros. On each return, put an audio effect rack and map a few controls. Macro 1, brightness, mapping low pass cutoffs. Macro 2, length, mapping reverb decay. Macro 3. Duck, mapping compressor threshold. Macro 4. Width, mapping utility width. And consider bass mono up to 120 or even 200 Hz on the wider returns. Then you can do energy mapping with only a few lanes across the track. Brightness, density, and time. Long curves over 16 or 32 bars. Suddenly your arrangement feels intentional, without needing 1,000 one-off FX hits. Quick translation audits. Because advanced mixes are about consistency across systems. Mono audit. Put utility on the master and set width to 0 for 10 seconds. If your texture bed vanishes completely, it might be too facey to matter. Small speaker audit. Temporarily high-pass the master around 150 Hz. If your FX suddenly feel loud and annoying, they're living in the attention band. Pull them down, filter them harder, or duck them more. Common mistakes to avoid. Too much stereo in the low mids. Wide 300 to 800 Hz. Reverb equals instant mud. High-pass your returns. FX fighting the snare. If snare impact drops, dip 2 to 4K on the FX returns and increase ducking. Constant FX instead of arranged FX. Beds can be constant, but they should still evolve with automation. Overlong tails into the next phrase. DNB stacks tails fast, so shorten decays or automate them down in drops. And too loud ear candy. If you hear the trick, it's too loud. Background FX should be felt first. Now a 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Load a rolling DNB drum loop and a re-space. Create the four returns. Space. FX verb. Tempo echo. Texture. Then feature one concept per 16 bars. Bars 1 to 16. Only space verb for cohesion. Bars 17 to 32. Add tempo echo throws on the last stab. Bars 33 to 48. In a breakdown. Swell FX verb by automating decay up. Bars 49 to 64. Add texture quietly, sidechain, barely there. Then do the real test. Mute all returns. Listen. Then unmute. You want it bigger, deeper, more movement, but the drop should punch the same. If your snare transient changes noticeably, fix ducking and mid-range EQ on the returns. One last pro move. Negative space. Pick one or two bars in the drop where you pull the FX bid down, not up. That contrast makes the next riser or fill feel twice as big, even if it's quiet. Arrangement is not just adding energy, it's controlling it. Recap. Background effects in DNB are space, motion, and transitions, not flexing. Use returns for control and cohesion. Win with band limiting, sidechain ducking, and smart automation. Arrange FX in 8, 16, 32 bar phrases so the track evolves naturally. And if you're going darker or heavier, filter and saturate your FX. Keep widths controlled, and keep low-end mono safe. This audio version is shortened for playback.